You're listening to Wind and Water Music on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Before we move from water to wind, let's listen to a song by Juliana Hall. An American composer born in 1958, she began her career as a pianist, studying first at the University of Cincinnati and then at the University of Louisville. She went on to get a master's degree in composition from Yale and completed her studies at the school Libby Larson attended and with the same teacher, that is, Dominique Argento, at the University of Minnesota. Hall is a composer of vocal music, primarily art songs. Her work includes 20 song cycles, as well as a cantata and several anthems for a cappella choir. She says that when she begins each new piece of music, she imagines abstract images of sound or color. We're going to hear a song from her cycle, Theme in Yellow. Catherine Eberle is the mezzo-soprano, with Robin Guy at the piano, and Kristen Pedersen Thielander playing the horn. I think the horn writing is particularly effective in expressing the forlorn mood which dominates this song. The text is a 1989 poem by Sylvia Plath called Lorelei. Now, Sylvia Plath could express the power of music with one stroke of her pen. About halfway through the poem, she speaks of the Lorelei deranging by harmony. I'll read you the poem. It is no night to drown in. A full moon, river lapsing black beneath bland mirror sheen, the blue water mists dropping scrim after scrim like fishnets, though fishermen are sleeping. The massive castle turrets doubling themselves in a glass, all stillness. Yet these shapes float up toward me, troubling the face of quiet. From the nadir there rise, their limbs ponderous with richness, hair heavier than sculpted marble. They sing of a world more full and clear than can be. Sisters, your song bears a burden too weighty for the world ears listening. Here in a well-steered country, under a balanced ruler, deranging by harmony beyond the mundane order, your voices lay siege. You lodge on the pitched reefs of nightmare, promising sure harborage. By day, descant form borders of hebetude from the ledge also of high windows. Worse even than your maddening song, your silence. At the source of your ice-hearted calling, drunkenness of the great depths. Oh, river, I see drifting deep in your flux of silver those great goddesses of peace. Stone, stone, ferry me down there.